They already buy a lot of pork from us. I just want to add beef to it.
That was Terry Branstad back in February, before he was confirmed as U.S. ambassador to China, and of course before the May 11th agreement was reached to allow U.S. beef into China. Branstad had been urging such an agreement for years.
I want to serve it in the embassy. I want to serve it at the ambassador's residence. And I want the Chinese, with a growing population and an interest in more protein, to have an opportunity to get that.
And last week, the first shipments of U.S. beef went into China.
This is a huge deal, and we're happy to have that.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, and so quickly following on the arrival of that first U.S. beef into China, Perdue will join Ambassador Branstad in that country this Friday and Saturday to celebrate the reintroduction of U.S. beef into that country by a ceremonial cutting of Nebraska prime rib. Perdue will also meet with Chinese agricultural officials and tour a Chinese supermarket. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.